This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The Lee Fire burning near Rifle and Meeker now covers more than 120,000 acres and growing. Nearby crews are making some progress on the Elk Fire. It's almost 15,000 acres and 30% contained. Operations Chief Tyler Nathy said conditions have been extremely challenging.
Last week we had 6 days in a row of red flag warning conditions, which is low relative humidities, high temperatures, and high winds. And that compounded over that amount of time really creates a challenging situation for our firefighters on the ground.
Firefighters are working to keep the fires away from Meeker and from oil and gas operations in the area. We got a tour of the fire scene Tuesday, and there's more on that a little later. Healthcare leaders in Colorado say they want to try to keep people on Medicaid as the state faces deep cuts to that program. CPR's John Daly reports.
State healthcare leaders held a webinar with stakeholders, including providers and enrollees. They manage Health First Colorado, the Medicaid program for low-income Coloradans. Nearly 400,000 people will be subject to new work requirements passed by congressional Republicans, which could cause many to lose coverage. Here's Kim Bimsteffer, executive director of the Colorado Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing.
Our North Star goal is to mitigate the loss of coverage and its catastrophic consequences to Coloradans, providers, and the economy.
Nearly 2,400 people joined the call. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Vail Resorts is offering half-price lift tickets for friends of Epic Pass holders this winter. CPR Sarah Mulholland.
People that bought an Epic Pass before April 14th will get 10 half-price tickets to give out. Those that bought later will get 6. The deal applies to all 37 of Vail's North American resorts. Vail is offering the cheaper tickets after the company missed its target for individual lift ticket sales this past winter. At the same time, sales of its Epic Season Pass are flatlining after years of strong growth. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
6 minutes after 7, and this is CPR News.